Proclamation number 4925 of 6th of July, 1950. Spiritual letter sense. Communion. Everything I have spoken on earth is said for eternity and will therefore never lose the meaning I have given to my words. However, the fact that people themselves give them a different meaning must never lead to the assumption that I recognize this educated interpretation. Every person would have to come to the realization himself that and why certain interpretations of my word are wrong if only they would seriously think about it. Yet they only adhere to the human interpretation and less to my word, which also allows for a different interpretation which should be thought through with the desire to recognize what is right and true. 5th of the 7th, 1950. It is certainly justified to quote my word and changed as proof of the truth of a doctrine of faith, but it must always be kept in mind that it is not the word alone but the spirit of the word which gives the meaning in the first place. Thus every word can also be applied if one wants to put a different meaning into it. What I have spoken only makes sense in connection with spiritual development and must therefore always be interpreted spiritually. It must be in connection with the whole. One word cannot be picked out at random and interpreted. My teaching is not incomprehensible. However, it also requires enlightened thinking, because my words only appear meaningless to an unenlightened spirit. Thus the human being can only grasp the right meaning if his request for enlightened thinking has preceded it. No coherence can be found with merely intellectual interpretation. Pure intellectual thinking gives my word a meaning which can sometimes even be contrary to what I want to say to people. For one thing has to be taken into account, that there is always a battle between truth and lies or error and that the representatives of both sides want to win people's souls, thus they try to influence their thoughts. And the forces of darkness will always intervene where the intellect alone is active, because it is not possible for them to take notice where the human being's spirit is enlightened by his will and his call to me. 6th of the 7th, 1950. You humans could all be instructed by the spirit within you and then you would also immediately recognize where my teaching is permeated by error. Where the interpretation of my word is given according to the letter but not according to the meaning. You would also be able to correct any error yourselves through bright thinking. For then you would always be assured of my support which I grant to everyone who desires the pure truth. Yet the adversary endeavors to keep you in ignorance and will try to obscure the truth precisely where important doctrines of faith are at stake. One false doctrine entails another, and a wrong interpretation of my word means a false doctrine. I cannot stay in an earthly material form in any other way than that the spiritual substance which is bound in this form is a part of me which, after the former apostasy, shall slowly return to me again. But Roman 1, as a supremely perfect being, do not occupy a form which is visible to you in order to be present to you in this form. I am always and everywhere present. Yet whether you are aware of me and can feel me depends solely on your attitude towards me. Consequently, you cannot unite with me through a specific process but only through your self-shaping into love, which results in a direct connection with me. You therefore have a wrong idea of the Lost Supper with my disciples. Because you again only read the literal sense out of my words which I spoke to the disciples but not the spiritual sense. I gave out bread and wine, food and drink, I gave and the others received. Always I will be the giver and distribute the bread of heaven, the nourishment of the soul, which it finds in my word alone, which gives it the strength to ascend. Do the same in my memory. These words were the simplest indication of the fulfillment of the commandment of neighborly love, which alone earns people the impartation of my word, which alone secures my presence for them, so that I can therefore take supper with them as I have promised. My words, my actions were only figurative indications of what they should do in remembrance of me. And anyone who asks for the enlightenment of spirit will brightly and clearly recognize and understand the meaning of my words, for the awakening of spirit presupposes a way of life in love, thus also already the union with me, which earns him fullest truth. Yet as long as people do not understand the spiritual meaning of my words, as long as they still believe me to be bound in an earthly material form, their spirit is not yet awakened, and therefore they cannot distinguish error from truth. Amen.